A new online comedy series is giving kids and adults something to smile about while also helping them learn an Indigenous language. The series is called Who, What, Where, and it follows the adventures of two puppets, Ruthie and Petal. Reporter Sam Emery is speaking here to one of the creators, Ruth Davies.
Ruthie and Petal, almost every
Yiradumarung.
Yiradumarung.
Where did the idea for Ruthie and Petal come from?
Ruthie and Petal came from an original project we done back in 2017 where we used some Muppets at the end of that project to create resources. So for us, it was kind of an evolution of that. Ruthie and Petal, our Muppet cousins, come to town to visit us.
Did you get training on how to use puppets?
We didn't. There's no formal training here. It's a little bit of fun. Really, back in 2017, we did a project with our own local community, and we said all the way through that project that we'd be making resources at the end of it. But lo and behold, at the very last lesson that we had, the participants that were there didn't feel comfortable getting onto a video camera. So we had some Muppets that our local AMS, Albury Wodonga Aboriginal Health Service, were using already, and our participants found it quite fun being a Muppet in front of the camera. However, a couple of hours of interviewing, everybody wanted to put the Muppets down and then stand in front of a camera. So originally that's where the idea did come from.
A great little icebreaker.
Yeah, that's right.
Who doesn't love being a Muppet in front of the camera?
Exactly. Makes people feel comfortable. And I think it was just an evolution that really, once we saw how much fun adults and children had with Muppets, that the idea of Ruthie and Petal come about. Those guys came to life and we did a road trip around Wiradjuri country introducing Ruthie and Petal to community members before we even began the Who, What, Where project. So people were quite familiar with who Ruthie and Petal were.
So it's bilingual series, Wiradjuri and English. How are the younger ones connecting to it, and is it for Indigenous and non-Indigenous?
Oh, yes. The younger ones, I mean, as I said, with puppets, adults and children and younger people have a lot of fun with Muppets. So this, I suppose, is an innovative way of sharing what Wiradjuri language is. The other aspect of this is the promotion of Wiradjuri language and Wiradjuri people. We are still here. We have a lot of place names, a lot of street names that are already using Wiradjuri language. So it was a little bit about promoting what was already out there. But then in relation to the learning, it was around having repetitiveness as well. It was around having one word in the very first episode and then moving further towards fluency. So adding more words, but repeating the other words that we learnt along the way. It is available to everyone and anyone who has any interest in Wiradjuri language at all. It's freely available on YouTube for anybody to access.
And how is it going with passing on language to the different generations? There was concern at one point that locals were losing touch with their native tongue. You know, is that on the up and up?
Yes, I think our army of Wiradjuri speakers is growing, and you're seeing that on a daily basis as well, where people are singing out, hello, Yiradumarung. You know, we're speaking that to each other across the street. So it is definitely a growing movement. And in saying that also, it's very important for our younger ones to be exposed to the opportunity of learning Wiradjuri language, whether that's in the household or in an educational setting.
Tell us a bit about what they get up to. They get out and about in the community. There's a certain cheekiness to it as well, isn't there?
They do. They definitely have their own personalities. Ruthie is quite adventurous, excitable, really, really wants to get things done and go places and be in places, where Petal sits back a little bit more and says, slow down, Ruthie. This is, you know, you've got to enjoy. You've got to have your eyes open and your ears open to see what's actually going on out there. So I suppose to sum it up, it's around Ruthie and Petal's adventures travelling around Wiradjuri country, meeting people, going to different places in those communities. But I think one of the exciting aspects was the ability to be able to offer opportunity to our community members to be on film as well. So there's a range of cameos that come from our community members where they will say hi, you know, I hope you enjoyed the show, or even to the end where they say guayu, see you later.
I noticed too that the music is quite heavily involved in each episode.
You are so right what you're saying. It is very much a collaborative project where we're involving as many people as possible, but also offering the opportunity to people who want to be a part. So we had, as I said, a lot of community members do cameos, and we actually had a Wiradjuri person from Forbes, Brad Holmes, or Holmesy as he's known by, that's his musician's name. But Holmesy actually liked Ruthie and Petal so much that he started to write a song, and he played that song for us. And that was such an amazing moment, and it was such a catchy tune that it did become the theme song for Ruthie and Petal.
Thank you so much, Ruth, for having a chat with us on RN Breakfast.
Murrumbung, thank you.
Guayu.
Later.
What a great show. Two puppets, Ruthie and Petal. I don't think you can be ever too old to enjoy a puppet show. That was Wiradjuri woman Ruth Davies, co-creator of Who, What, When, Where. It's an online series, and she was speaking to Sam Emery.